relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
Transforming the United States of America.
And that promise was kept. That was the year I moved to the United States and eventually, legally, became its citizen. When I arrived, I worked for the government. I worked for the Defense Department. I taught in a classroom full of officers of every hue, every pallor. There was no racial tension. There was no racism. And then the Beer Summit. And then BLM. Thanks to that man, in my opinion. Let's break it all down and talk about the future of the political culture in this, the greatest nation on God's green earth, with a GOP strategist who has got a bit of a reputation for telling the truth. Stop laughing, Schermichael. Welcome in studio to none other than Schermichael Singleton. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Doc. It's always good to be with you.
So you come on everybody else's show wearing a suit and tie, then you're wearing jeans.
Jeans? I got to tell you.
I've got my Obama summer suit on.
I thought we were such good friends. I could be comfortable with you. So I figured, you know what? This is my friend. I know, Doc. We talk about guns.
Glad it's a radio show mostly. I'm just glad that he's here in his pajamas, and I'm actually here in a custom-made
suit. That's a nice suit, by the way.
Thank you. Okay, so let's just jump straight in.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I was an immigrant, mm-hmm. but I came here 16 years ago, just before that man was elected, and I didn't see racial tension. There's no way that BLM could have happened in 2008, 2009. Talk to us about where we are today and the role of race in politics. Have we gone back in time? Have we undermined racial relations of late?
You know, that's a question I think that everybody's trying to figure out. It's certainly one that, as a strategist, I think a lot about. And I think about it in a different sense. I think about it in terms of the United States standing in the world when the country's fractured and divided. You look at an adversary. You're a political scientist. You know this well. You look at an adversary such as Russia. You look at an adversary such as China in the BRICS system. If the audience isn't familiar with BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And it's a system that is an economic system to challenge the West economic superiority. When I look at apps like ByteDance's TikTok, which I'm completely against, and how the Chinese are using that app to infiltrate young American minds, to sow dissent and division. And so to that question about racial tensions, Dr. Gorka, the way I think about it is I think about it through the guise of how an adversary can utilize our divisions to cause further fractures within the American ecosystem, if you will. And that's advantageous to them. No more, Doc, do you need to launch missiles. No more do you need to put men on the ground. Why, when you have technology and social media and apps that will allow you to sow racial divisions, political ideological divisions, gender divisions, religious divisions, every division you can think of, it's being sold. And when you look at, well, where is this stuff coming from? It's coming from a lot of our adversaries. And so while we're infighting, destroying ourselves from within. It's a brilliant strategy that these people are doing.
But you're not going to give a break to those domestically who are Americans.
Of course.
Who are seeding hatred, because this isn't just China or
no,
Russia.
No.
They're not Americans doing this.
But my point, though, Doc, is that
it's
you
a
have
weapon.
Americans who are susceptible this.
Right.
And so the question becomes, for those of us who are aware of this in leadership positions, strategists, advisors, and even everyday Americans who may be saying, well, what can I do, Schermichael, to be a positive against a significant amount of I guess, hatred and extremism? I would say, you know, if you're someone who may have a different religious view or different political view or different ethnic view, build some coalitions with people who look a little different, who think different, who believe different. Doc, we look different, and we talk about guns. We talk about a whole host of other cultural things. I have friends in my motorcycle group, Doc. Some military guys, their religious beliefs.
He's just throwing that in there. His motorbikes, his guns. He's that kind of guy.
I'm a Christian. They're Muslim, but they love America. They're in the military. They think America's the greatest place on earth. And I tried to personally build these groups within my own immediate circles, because from then you spring out and you can fight against people who are trying to divide because of race and all these other issues. And so to that fundamental question, though, that you asked, what can we do about this?
Well, first, before we get to that,
okay, sure.
What is? Give us the diagnosis. Is it really bad?
Because I think it's incredibly bad.
Yeah.
I think.
But is it artificial? Because I look at 16 years ago and I think the idea that systemic racism, that nobody mm-hmm. talked about systemic racism.
It was most in academic.
Yes.
Most in academic
right.
space. Doc, this is what I think. I think most people who probably listen to your program, most of the people that I said hello to walking into this building didn't look like me. They work with people who look like me and a whole host of other people. People who listen to your show, go to the grocery store every single day, pump gas every single day. They say, hello, how you doing? How's your day? Nice to meet you. Thanks for holding the door for me. To a whole host of people who don't look like them. I think that there is this over-sensationalism with those people, with people in D.C., and with a certain sector of people in the media that attempt to make problems oversized from what they actually are.
Well, for their own benefit.
Yeah, no, right, that's where I was getting to. I don't think, Doc, most people, if you were to talk to them, they would say, oh, I interact with everybody. My kids go to school with a whole host of people. I work with a whole host of people. My neighbors are a whole host of people. And we get along perfectly fine, Doc. And I think that's why you see a lot of conservatives in particular who get incredibly frustrated about some of these things, because they say, well, wait a minute, I interact with a lot of different people and I never have an issue in my daily life. But when I turn on the news or I go on social media, it's like everybody hates each other. And I don't think most people believe that to be the case, Doc. I really don't. Now, maybe I'm just some hopeful fool, but I talk to my parents, they live in Texas. I talk to my grandparents who live in New Orleans, and we have these conversations. And they sort of chuckle sometimes because my mom, she'll say, you know what, we never talk about this stuff.
Right.
And she said, if we do talk about it, it'll be like, do these people actually talk to everyday people?
Yeah. No, they don't. let's talk about the GOP for a second. So my wife just won the...
I saw that. Congratulations, by the way.
She won the election for the chair of the GOP in the biggest county in Virginia, mm-hmm. in Fairfax. And she did a lot of outreach, her and her team. And I want to use this with regards to the black American population. Mm-hmm. She went to an event organized by Hindus in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And this one of the gentlemen there said the following, and it was fascinating. He said, we, as people who believe in family values, entrepreneurship, traditional values, we run from the Democrats as Hindus. We have to run from them. But when it comes to the GOP, we have to chase them because they don't reach out to us.
You know what's funny
about
that?
Isn't that good?
I had an Uber driver, I'm not kidding, I'm not making this up, about 2 or 3 days ago, I was leaving my house, going into D.C. I don't know what his religious background was, but he was a brown-skinned guy like myself, and he heard my phone conversation about politics. When I got off the phone, he said, you're a Republican. I said, yeah, I'm a conservative. And he said, you guys never come in our neighborhoods and talk to us. I said,
wow.
What do you mean? And he said, well, you know, I think he's from Africa, the continent. I don't know what country. He said, but we're very conservative. He said, we're not pro-abortion. We believe in family. We work hard. He said, but it's only the Democrats that actually reach out to us. And he said, and we would probably be more aligned with Republicans. And he said, so when you talk to Republicans, he said, please tell them, come talk to us. That is so funny, Doc.
Isn't it? But,
that's so funny.
But it's true, isn't it? That
but,
for
but
some reason,
and we've talked about this,
the establishment has written off minorities because they're afraid of them? Or they think they can't convince them?
Yeah.
You must know. What is it that makes the... I mean, Lara's now in charge, and God bless her. I think we're going to see a lot of change. But mm-hmm. why did the GOP for decades say, we're just not going to bother?
You know, I think after the Goldwater states' rights, because the civil rights issue, and I hope a lot of people understand this. So people say, well, a lot of African Americans voted Republican. What happened? Yeah, Barry Goldwater, senator from Arizona, was the GOP nominee back in, I think, the late 60s, early 70s. And his argument in terms of civil rights was it should be a state issue. Well, guys, I got to be honest. If you're living in the South, you're like, and a black person, Doc, you're like, hell no, I don't want it to be a states' rights issue. Like, we need some intervention here. And so that was the final sort of drove where a lot of African Americans said, you know, this isn't going to work. We got to move on. And so they switched. The community switched parties. Ever since then, the parties just wiped it off. They just ignored reaching out to African Americans. I mean, you've had some Republicans that have said, we're going to try. Maybe we'll make some efforts. But up until Trump in 2020, where you saw a slight increase, and particularly with African-American men, if you believe some of the polling today, that there may even be another bump with African-American men in particular. I think that's a very interesting phenomenon, one that I have been studying a lot as a strategist. I think the party needs to make an economic case to black people, especially men.
Hold it. We're going to talk about what that case is going to be. Follow our guest, M.R. Schermichael, on Twitter. Political strategist, Republican Schermichael Singleton. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy the deep dive with real experts like Schermichael, just subscribe now to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review. Never, ever miss any of our episodes. We'll be back with more One-on-One here on America First with Schermichael Singleton.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew that was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and vegetables. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. Feel better naturally and eat your fruits and vegetables every single day with Balance of Nature. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them directly, you must use promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them 800-246-8751 and use code GORKA or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off. Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and our special guest, Schermichael Singleton.
370 guests already booked on our Patriots Alaska cruise for this July 4th weekend. They're going to have to shut it down. I think we've got 20 seats left, 20 cabins left. Don't miss this trip of a lifetime, especially if you wanted to come to Israel for our listener tour with 350 of our listeners a year ago. It was amazing. This is a little bit closer to home on a five-star, beautiful ship, the Eurodame. Check out the itinerary at sebgorka.com. Book today. $50 off if you book your cabin today. It's going to be me, Katie, my muse, Jennifer Horn, Chris DeGarl, and our morning maven out of New York, none other than Mike Gallagher. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. He gets just pallets of danger money, just piles of danger money to go on CNN with regularity. Why? Because he tells truth bombs like this one.
Trump isn't behind. He's ahead in every national poll. He's ahead in most battleground states. And if the election were held today, despite 91 indictments, four federal trials, he's still ahead. That says a lot. And the fact is that President Biden is hemorrhaging support among African Americans, among young voters, among other voters of color. They're not excited about him. And then when you throw in the slew of independent candidates, RFK, Cornel West, Jill Stein, it doesn't look great for the president in terms of his path of winning the election.
That's a mighty fine suit and tie you've got on there, right? He went outside.
You're not going to let me live this one down,
no, never,
you?
Never. He goes outside to his car, and the CNN producers have slashed his tires. How dare you say Trump is winning? How dare? Newsweek just told us that he's losing. Yeah, Newsweek that hates President Trump. So today, I think today is the graduation of Barron Trump. Yesterday on Monday, the judge banned President Trump from going to his child's graduation. I hope he goes anyway, and then he'll have to put him in jail. We'll see how tough you are then. So talk
how
to us.
How tall is Barron?
He's 7'7". He's 6'7".
Really?
Oh, he's tall. The president gives me a shout, he says, it's nice to be tall, Seb, isn't it? And he always says, but I've got a taller one. I know, but Barron's taller than me. I'm sorry, I'm a shrimp. I'm only 6'3". Okay? What can I say? So let's talk about, in context,
yeah.
Not as a GOP strategist, not as a conservative,
okay.
But as a political science expert,
mm-hmm.
I have to say, forget the war in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine, just look at the numbers. I say one thing, the primaries. The fact that the primaries aren't over, President Trump has got more votes than he got total in all the primaries in 2016.
Yeah.
The fact that he's breaking records set by Democrats in Democrat states, like Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
This is, politically, this is, if the trend line continues, this could be a blowout, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if it continues, it looks really good for the president. And again, you saw in that clip, the reason I pointed out some of the issues with Biden is because a lot of people are saying, well, Biden is going to win. But they are not factoring in these third-party candidates.
Oh, let's talk about that. So I was here, first time I visited America, mm-hmm. was for the Clinton, Bush...
2016?
No. The first time I visited was 91. And Ross Perot was running.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So is Cornel West or RFK Jr., are they going to be the Ross Perot that wins for President Trump?
I think it's possible. I mean, RFK right now is around 18-20% nationally. Within the margin of error. He's increasing the number of states he's in. Dr. West is at around 4%. I think he's in 4 or 5 states. His team is working on getting into more states, on the ballots in more states. And you have Jill Stein is in it. I mean, people don't talk about her, but she's running again. And so
this must worry the Biden campaign.
Yeah, it has to. So President Biden won in 2020 by 4 states less than 100,000 votes total in those battleground states that seated, or that gave, rather, the Electoral College to him. You look at a state like Georgia, less than 12,000 votes. Arizona, 10,457 votes. Nevada, 33,000 votes. Wisconsin, 22,000 votes. My argument has been on CNN, and there are quite a few strategists that agree with me, that President Trump's victory to the White House is through those battleground states, those 4 in particular. You throw in the third-party candidates on the ballots in those states as well. The current day-to-day showcase or suggests that they pull more votes from President Biden than President Trump. You add the math there. This is a lot of math here for people who are listening to the show. You clearly see a path for the former president to get to 276, 278, as long as he maintains North Carolina. I don't really think Michigan and Pennsylvania are must-win states I don't agree with that. Some Republican strategists have said that he needs to win one of those 2 states. I don't agree. I think you need to win the states where the margins were very close, because to me, that's tenable.
Yeah.
And again, my focus, if I'm a Republican strategist, I got to be honest, I'm trying to figure out how do I also bolster those third-party candidates to pull away from my opponent to give better odds to my guy.
Well, now they've started attacking RFK. There's a conservative
mm-hmm.
website. I'm thinking,
and this guy is so liberal. Nothing against RFK, but he is liberal.
Oh, totally, totally.
He is not a conservative guy.
Yeah, but the president, interestingly, a week ago said something nice about him. He said, "Well, it wasn't nice. He said, if I were a Democrat, I'd vote for RFK," which I thought was genius.
Yeah,
just a genius statement.
And a lot of Democrats are looking at RFK.
Yeah, because of the last name. Now, let's factor in what happened this week in New York. What happened every stinking week with Jack Smith, with Florida, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, if you're a strategic mind, you've got to realize this makes President Trump stronger. It looks like the Dems don't get it.
I mean, it's so funny. So you have January 6th out of D.C.,
right.
the Fannie Willis thing, which turned into, even Democrats were not happy about
it's a dumpster fire.
And then you have Florida. Yeah. It appears that none of those cases will occur before November.
No.
So what you have now is this hush money case, and your prime witness
is a convicted perjurer.
Yeah. Someone who's known to lie.
Right.
Lie so much that when the Southern District of New York considered the case, they said, we can't bring this case with this guy.
Cyrus Vance said no thanks.
He passed on it.
Right.
So then you have the current DA, when running for the current position, Mr. Bragg, he said he made several presumptive statements about the former president's guilt.
Yeah.
That's problematic, number one.
Right.
Then number two, you look at Manhattan, you look at New York City, about 76-77% of all votes went to President Biden over President Trump. Then you have Mr. Bragg and Newsweek. You mentioned Newsweek. This was interesting. Newsweek had an article that came out yesterday morning, I think around 6 a.m., that showcased since indicting former president, Mr. Bragg has raised almost $900,000.
Wow.
So the case that I made on CNN, and I said, so people need to understand, I said, when the president is mentioning that this is a political persecution, I said, now he's not listing these things the way I am, but what he's alluding to are these facts.
Yeah.
That when people look at the facts, they say, well, wait a minute here. Why were you making statements about guilt when you didn't know the evidence at that time?
Right.
Why have you raised money on this? Why would you not say, okay, you know what? We at least need some resemblance of fairness. Let's move this out of Manhattan. Let's go somewhere in New York where it's a little even in terms of the voter outlook and turnout. But you don't want to do that because you have your own personal agenda that's likely somewhat infused with politics. So for the average voter, they see this and they say, you know what, it doesn't matter. And so much so, when I was on CNN yesterday, they brought up, I think, a Quinnipiac poll that showcased 50%+ of people said, we don't really care about this. This isn't going to change our minds about who we're going to vote for.
It's
And then, Doc, really quickly, of all of these cases, you have less than 40% of people that are just like, you know, maybe this will change my mind. But the vast majority of people, to my point, they have their opinions made.
Right.
They care about kitchen table issues, the economy, immigration, crime, and the fact that we may be in another prolonged conflict in the Middle East. And they look at President Biden, they look at President Trump, and they may say, you know what, I don't like everything the president says sometimes, but you know what? It was way better than what we have now.
We'll be back with more One-on-One here on America First with Sir Michael Singleton. Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number 864-644-1900. myphdweightloss.com. You're listening to America First One-on-One with our in-studio guest, Sir Michael Singleton. If every single one of you, or 3.5 million of you, decided as of today, I will only buy American, we would rock the American economy. And we'd also cause trouble for the commies in China who sell us all that garbage on Amazon.com. Support those who make our show possible, people who are making products in America for you. People like the great Mike Lindell. Yes, he's the inventor of the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, the one I rest my head on every night. There's a reason he sold 81 million of them, because they are that good. But Mike also has literally hundreds of items on his website for you to buy right now so you can buy American. If you use my name, you'll get 2/3 off or up to 2/3 off and free shipping. You will not get a deal like that anywhere else. Call them today. Talk to a real human being. How nice is that? 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. Buy American. Okay, so much more. I've got a long list of topics to discuss with you. Let's hit a couple of rapid-fire questions. Mm-hmm. Who knows if the brand new Speaker of the House, is going to last. I don't think I've met him. Friends of mine have, who've confirmed for me my expectation that he seems like a really nice guy, which is probably the problem.
Yeah, he is a nice guy.
We have Marjorie Taylor Greene, now backed by Thomas Massie, that want to vacate him from the chair after, I don't know, what, a month or 2 months in there.
Hasn't been long.
I mean, we're 7 months away from the election. Give us your verdict on this man and then this attempt to remove him right now.
So I had dinner with Speaker Johnson when he was just a member. Johnson, he's from Louisiana. That's my home state. My girlfriend and I, and very pleasant man, strong faith, gave us...
Nice guy.
Very nice guy. Gave us a lot of good blessings and wisdom on, you know, as I prepare to propose to my girlfriend of 5 years, you know, these are just some things you guys should think about. And he's like, you know, we'll be praying for you guys. Just a really good, nice. good guy. And I really appreciated that. But this is terrible what we're doing here, Doc. I know that there are a lot of my conservative friends who may say, but sure, Michael, I don't want to send funding to Ukraine without there being some attachment. I respect that. Sure, Michael.
To the border, meaning.
Correct. Right. We need to address immigration. I respect that. But I would say, ladies and gentlemen, is it worth losing the House? We have a 3-seat majority. There are more Republicans up for re-election this November than there are Democrats. Current polling suggests that Democrats would favor to regain the House by a pretty sizable margin. That means if we are to win the White House in November, which I think is very probable, along with the Senate, we will have a broken government, which means it will be almost impossible to accomplish anything. And so my warnings to my fellow conservatives out there, I get it. I believe standing on convictions are incredibly important. But Dr. Gorka, standing on convictions when you have no power is a pipe dream. Mm-hmm. You can have all the convictions in the world, but without the power to influence anything, it means nothing.
So what do you do if you're the GOP, what do you do with those who say border, border, border? Ukraine, just can we wait a little bit? Mm-hmm. Or can we at least help Israel and not Ukraine? How does this man thread the needle?
You can try that. The White House, they've already released a statement, said they will not sign anything if it's just Israel only. I would.
Isn't that so weird?
It's politics. I would move forward with it, and then I would campaign on the fact that Republicans have attempted to address two different global issues. We're saying, hey, we will support Ukraine, but they have to repay back the funds. I think most people think that's reasonable. We're not saying that we don't understand the issue. We're just simply saying if you want taxpaying dollars, once this conflict is over, pay us back the money.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. But they don't want to do that. I think Speaker Johnson is in a very difficult place. And Dr. Gorka, I got to tell you something. There's a good chance he may be gone in the next couple of weeks. I mean, I know this is crazy. We're going over Kevin McCarthy 2.0 all over again.
But it's so weird because MTG, who I used to like, I don't anymore, she kind of, it was so weird the way that she just supported somebody who was establishment because she wanted to get back on the committees that Nancy took her off. Mm-hmm. And now she's playing rebel again. It's like, right. Are you establishment or are you rebel? Pick
rebel
a side.
Which one you are. Maybe it's one of convenience.
Yeah.
One of personal ego. Again, I am incredibly concerned about this, and I have to stress to your audience, you guys can call members of Congress. You need to call Marjorie Taylor Greene. You need to call Thomas Massie and tell them the data suggests that these antics are going to cost us the House.
Right.
Is it worth it? There's a lot at stake here, Dr. Gorka. There's too much at stake to play games right now. We cannot afford this. And I'm being very stern because I am worried about this, Doc. This isn't a joke what this country faces over the next couple of months.
7 months away from election, dear friends.
Yeah.
Reach out, call, email, write an actual letter. Yeah, remember those? Write them to your representatives and to your senators. We are broadcasting to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, I'm so grateful to these people, Dr. Mixon and the team there, not only because they support this show, but because it, as a product, relieved me of my lower back pain, which I'd been suffering from for 9 years, almost a decade. That's why I still take it every morning and every evening, because I'm pain-free thanks to the proven anti-inflammatory ingredients of this remarkable product. Find out for yourself if you could be the next success story. It's super easy. Call them up, 1-800, the number for Relief, and order the 3-week quick starter pack. Or just go to relieffactor.com. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. There's only one way, but it's super easy. 1-800-473-5433. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new 4-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA. Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and our special guest, Sir Michael Singleton. What is your role in pushing back on the crazy leftists? Do you have to have a national radio show or run for Congress? No, you can start the easy way. If you have a cell phone and you are a subscriber to one of the big cell phone networks, I got bad news for you. You're actually funding the enemies of America. The big cell phone companies are all woke. They're all left-wing. They take millions of dollars from the profits you make for them, and they give it to organizations like Planned Parenthood or foundations that try to cancel and censor conservatives or gun control organizations. Why would you fund, with every call you make and every text you send, those who hate you and hate America? There's only one Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. It's Patriot Mobile. Switch today. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. Glenn and his team are superb. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade, and you have free activation if you use my name. Join the good guys who love America like you do. 972-PATRIOT. Or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. These guys have donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. Join the good guys right now. 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. All right, here's the big one. Here's the third rail. You're not supposed to touch it, Sir Michael. That is the question of abortion. So I was in Mar-a-Lago last week or the week before last. Last week? I can't even remember. Eric, when was I in Mar-a-Lago? Was that last week?
It was last week.
That was just only last week.
I saw your Instagram.
we are moving at the speed of Trump again, guys. This is like what it was like in the White House in 2017. All right, so I was there for this event, and I got to see the president. It was me, Vivek, Tom Homan, and Kash Patel. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can imagine, when you meet the president, you may have plans for how the discussion will go, but it's irrelevant. He will talk to you about what he wants to talk about, which is fine, because he's, you know, the former president, God willing, if we do our part, the future president. And he was in the midst of finalizing the verbiage for the abortion video. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about it, and I gave him a line or two, which made it in there about, hey, I gave you the associate Supreme Court justices. We won, and now it's back at the states. Let the people decide, which I think is the answer for a Republican. Then he records the video. It drops the next Monday, and like all hell breaks loose on the right. Like, how dare he not do a Lindsey Graham and ban abortion at the federal level? I mean, the idea you're criticizing the man who gave you the destruction of Roe v. Wade blows my mind as a cradle Catholic that you say that.
What is my, as I said, my wife is now the chair for the GOP in Fairfax County. She is struggling with this issue. People are coming to her. What do I say about abortion? I'm running for this. I'm running for that. What is the most effective way? Because I hate it when Republicans say, don't talk about it. Run away. So you can't run away. When you're being banged over the head by the Democrats, you can't run away from it. Yeah. You're a GOP strategist. Mm-hmm. How should we handle the issue of pro-life and abortion?
So I just did a focus group in Georgia with some Georgia Republicans from South Georgia and rural Savannah, which is in the southern part of the state. Our age ranges, the youngest was 19, so this would be his first presidential election. The oldest was close to 60. And we talked about this issue. I want to first touch on the Mike Pence thing. I quoted Mike Pence, and he said that it was a slap in the face of pro-life Americans. This is President Trump's former vice president, former running mate.
Crazy.
And one of my participants.
So you quoted that Pence criticism to the group.
And I said to all my participants, I said, well, what do you guys think about this? One person said, we do not trust Mike Pence. Mike Pence is irrelevant. Another person said, I respect Mike Pence. I share his beliefs on the abortion. It shouldn't be an issue that we move on. However, we have to win in November. Mike Pence's position is not going to help us win. And this was the most powerful one to me. This guy says, Schermichael, we're tired of losing. We're tired of losing. And the Democrats keep beating us over the head with this time and time again. I agree with President Trump. Let the voters in states decide. This is a state's issue. Let voters decide in every state. If people vote for it, I won't like it, but I will accept it. Republicans need to understand that we have to talk about the economy.
Yeah.
We have to get to work on immigration. Let's work on crime. Let's work on things that matter. Gas and groceries. Sure, Michael, people need gas and groceries every single week. You might need an abortion once in your lifetime. People in our hometown can't afford gas and groceries. My church had to set up a kitchen table every Sunday now to help struggling families because they can't afford groceries.
I hope you hired him.
Southern Georgia.
I hope you hired that guy.
I should.
That is a strategic answer. It's not cynical. It's hard bitten, but to say it's gas, groceries. You may get an abortion once in your life, but we need to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's really you need to tweet that out. But you need to tweet that out because that's strategic analysis.
It is. And Doc, I put together a 13-page report on how these evangelicals in South Georgia felt about the issue. I had another guy named Ron. Ron was a very no compromise on abortion. And his response was, he said, sure, Michael, what works in Atlanta doesn't work in South Georgia. What works in South Georgia doesn't work in Atlanta. I said, well, Ron, what do you mean? Please explain that. And he said, well, look, there are going to be people in Atlanta who believe in pro-choice. He said, that's not what I believe, and that's not what most of us believe down south. He said, so if Georgia had the option where voters could vote on the issue and they passed it, he said, people in Atlanta probably will continue to do it. He said, but for those of us down here who believe in the good Lord, he said, we're not going to do it. And that's the way these people saw this. So to the question of how do Republican candidates talk about the issue, simple based on my data from the focus group, talk about bringing it back to the state so that voters can decide and then continue to hammer the economy, immigration, those kitchen table issues that people really care about, because those are the things that are going to move the needle.
Great. See, this is what defines Americans. We come from every place. We have every kind of accent. But for me, common sense. What you heard from that voter in Schermichael's focus group is common sense. What is it about? Every single day, it's about groceries, gas. The left wants to make it about abortion. But for the average American, that is not your daily issue. Incredibly smart analysis. That's why we have our one-on-one guests. It's the second product from our buddies at Relief Factor. It is their Relief Factor Sleep. Outside of exercise and eating right, what's the most important thing in life when it comes to your health? Getting a good night's sleep. You know me, I'm a night owl. Katie gets up with the birds at like 4 a.m. Not anymore. Just listen to what she has to say about the latest product from Relief Factor. Say a word about Relief Factor Sleep, KD.
Okay, I will say, if I don't take it, I'm up at 4. And I love that time with the dogs, but I'd rather be asleep in bed. So when I take Relief Factor, I actually sleep till 6, even 7 o'clock in the morning. I tell you what, I am a much happier camper.
Find out for yourself natural ingredients that work, that give you that deep restorative sleep. And then you wake up, you're refreshed. Unlike those other products, you're not drowsy. And you start the day ready to conquer the world. Find out why Katie and I take it. Check out Relief Factor Sleep by calling 1-800-4-RELIEF or just go to the website relieffactor.com/sleep. That's 1-800-473-5433. Get a good night's sleep. Relieffactor.com/sleep.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, and our special guest, Sir Michael Singleton. We've been strategizing for the good guys, for the Republicans. Yeah. Let's flip for the last few minutes.
Okay.
And as a political strategist, how do we deal? What's your reaction to the fact that we have an administration, we have a DNC, we have a president who's trying desperately to placate pro-Hamas Americans who are shutting down bridges, who are shouting from the river to the sea, who think that the president of Harvard, you know, is right when she says, well, calling for the genocide of the Jews is a contextual thing. Sure, Michael, what happened to the Democrat Party?
They have allowed a very fringe, a very loud and vocal extremist faction within their party take over. I mean, this is why you saw the president at the White House release a statement 2 days ago saying that if Israel under Mr. Netanyahu decides to counteract this 500 plus missiles, I believe, launched from Iran, ballistic missiles and drones, that the U.S. will not do anything. And my thing is, we know for a fact from our intelligence communities, Dr. Gorka, that Iran is about 60% close in terms of reaching full potential with their uranium.
Or closer.
We don't know because Russia could be helping them.
Right.
So now you have Israel's most vociferous enemy, I would argue, close to a nuclear missile. What's to stop Iran once they get that nuclear missile from threatening to launch one towards Israel? Right. And now Israel's longest serving ally is saying, well, you know, there's not much we can do about it because the president of the United States is trying to seek re-election because he saw what happened in Michigan. He saw what happened in Wisconsin. But it's interesting because when you look at the data, and this is me going back to being a strategist, the overwhelming majority of Americans of every ethnicity, of every political stripe, says we want to support Israel.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't mean we want boots on the ground, but we want to send them weapons.
Yeah.
We want to send them funding to continue to build up and bolster that Iron Dome,
right,
which was very effective, Dr. Gorka, in preventing the deaths of innocent Israeli people. This is not over. I think this is going to continue. And I have to be quite honest with you. I'm not sure if Israel can really depend on the United States under this current administration. Because in my view, the president is attempting to placate to an extremist group of people that he realizes he needs in order to win. A lot of younger people within the Democratic Party, they turned out for him by substantial margins in 2020. They made a difference in some places.
And now they may not vote.
And now they may not vote at all for him.
Yeah.
And that's a problem for Joe Biden. And so this is dangerous. I think allies of the United States of America need to know that the United States will have their back. And under this administration, that is not the case.
It is a sad, sad day. Will the Democrat Party ever recover? I know one way to make it recover. Trounce them on November 5th.
Turn out.
Turn out. Make your friends turn out and get involved right now politically. It's up to us. As Benjamin Franklin told that lovely lady, it's a republic for as long as we can keep it. Follow our friend M.R. Schermichael on Twitter, Schermichael Singleton. This has been America First One-on-One with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election, and it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way. So check that out, legal expense. It's called legal expense. That's what you're supposed to call it.
Mr. Trump,
get it out of there. Nobody's ever seen it. Nobody has ever seen anything like it.
He should be on the campaign trail. That was President Trump outside the court in Manhattan yesterday. He should be in Pennsylvania. Guess who was in Pennsylvania? The kid from Scranton who can't pronounce the word Scranton. This was also yesterday. Joe Biden, cut to.
My grandfather would tell me when I walked out the door in North Washington Avenue in Scranton.
I'm sorry. Just play it again.
My grandfather would tell me when I walked out the door in North Washington Avenue in Scranton.
Scranton. It's not a difficult word. It's got two syllables. Scranton. It's not like prestidigitation. It's not like anti-disestablishmentarianism. It's two syllables. Allegedly, you lived there as you were brought up by the Puerto Rican Jewish... Well, Jeff, what were the other communities that that Joe Biden has said he's been brought up by in the last few speeches?
Let's see here. Lots of black churches, lots of Puerto Rican churches. Oh, he's always goes the Irish.
The Irish. We're missing something.
I know he's a truck driver that one time, too, but what else is there?
Puerto Rican, and Irish, Jewish.
Amtrak, too.
Israel, choo-woo, on an Amtrak. Okay. Can we just dig up, while I'm talking, guys, just play the B-roll of what President Trump did yesterday. Can you find the B-roll of him going into the bodega? And what some of you may have missed about this, just, I'm sorry, I'm a cynical bar steward, as they say. But whoever's running the campaign, I mean, look, we've got our buddies that we know of, Jason Miller, but he's super busy. I know he's writing a lot of the video texts that the president is reading. We've got Steve Cheung, who does a lot of the social media, along with that genius Dan Scavino. So I don't know who's planning these impromptu, what do they call these, retail, Eric, what's the phrase here, retail campaign, what do they call these?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I think back to like the 60s, like train stop campaigns, like what Nixon used to do. But
retail,
I'm not sure.
Retail politics.
Sorry, retail. I never understood why. Why is it called retail politics, Jeff? What does that mean? Because he's going into a shop? Or
I don't know that, but I know that Ron DeSantis is the worst at it, and he tried it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hang on. When he was doing, the egg thing, the eggs on a stick?
Yeah, all the stuff in Iowa. That worked out well for him.
Just keep playing the B-roll. So after court yesterday, in this travesty, it's not even justice, it's just travesty of lawfare. President Trump stops at the bodega. Alex, did you catch which bodega this was?
What is it?
This is the bodega that Jose Alba used to run from Puerto Rico or Dominican Republic, who stabbed the man who was trying to rob his store. Do you remember that case?
I do, yes, sir.
This is the same bodega, okay, where he was attacked. He stabbed the person attacking him, killed him, and Alvin Bragg put him in Rikers for defending his store until there was such protest that they had to release him. And what did the owner do, the immigrant? He went back home. He said, I'm sorry, New York is too dangerous under the Democrats, under Alvin Bragg, and he left America. He sold it to somebody else. President Trump dropped in yesterday. Apparently, there's some association of bodega owners in New York, and they invited the president. Jill Biden called them bodega, okay? And President Trump went in. He gave a little speech. We'll find that and we'll play that later in the hour. But then, and this was Caroline Leavitt. She confirmed this for me of the campaign. She had her phone out and she saw some kids who were screaming at the president and she decided to film it. And this is what, these kids look, what, maybe 10 years old, maybe 5 years old, a black boy, a white girl. And what do they scream at the president? Cut one.
I love you, Trump.
I love you, Trump.
We love Trump.
We love Trump.
We love Trump.
I love you, Trump.
We love 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 Trump.
All right, I'm going to talk to Mr. Cynicism. Mr. G, I don't know. I think that's just bloody genius. Does it make a difference? I mean, it's Harlem.
While I was watching his little trip to the Bogota, that little crowd that just formed there, that's larger than Biden's had at any event this year. That's not even an exaggeration.
Right.
Just right there in Harlem, right. Just outside, they're trying to climb over. He's not even doing a speech or anything.
Right.
And there's more people than Biden's had at any campaign event.
And to have just the image of that, Jeff, have young kids start the chant, "We love you, Trump." Does it indicate something bigger?
I think it matters that CNN and MSNBC refuse to show it or even mention it. Or they would usually make fun of something like this, saying that he's trying to play to these people. They didn't even mention it. It does seem like this is not a one-off, too. There's been like five or six of these now.
Yeah.
These situations where you never expect to see Trump supporters. And they're there and they're passionate, too. They're not just there. They're screaming and yelling.
My friend Andrew Klavan said this to me, and I think he might be right. Oh, we don't want to tempt fate. We don't want to jinx it. But this case, of all the places to have the worst instance of lawfare, New York, how dumb are you, Democrats? New York? This is where President Trump built his fortune. This is where he fixed that ice skating rink that the government couldn't fix. This is where Trump Tower soars into the skyline. And every time you force him, instead of allowing him to go to his son's high school graduation, instead of allowing him to sit with his attorneys in the highest court of the land, the Supreme Court, to hear the arguments on his presidential immunity as it applies to his control as president of classified documents, you're going to force him under penalty of being put in irons and in jail to sit in that court, and then you tee up these organic moments every day, not just outside the court with his impromptu press conferences, but then stopping by. You know, it was the Chick-fil-A in Orlando. Now it's the Bogada, what did she call it? Of Harlem. And the kids are chanting for him. I don't know. I think something special is happening. You need to be a part of it. Tell the world that you understand. Tell the world you want him back. Put this, the yard sign alone could be a catalyst in your neighborhood. It's the president's booking photograph. It says Trump 2024. We put it on a mug. We put it on a t-shirt. Be proud of MAGA. Get yours today. All your America First gear at sebgorkastore.com. That's SEBGORKA, sebgorkastore.com. And you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. And if you haven't done so already, just a couple of cabins left on our Patriots Alaska cruise this July 4th weekend, June 29th to July 6th. Join us for the trip of a lifetime along with Katie, Jennifer Horn, Chris DeGarl, our morning maven out of New York, Mike Gallagher. Check out the itinerary. Check out their beautiful vessel, this five-star Euro Dame liner at sebgorka.com, and book your ticket today. You don't want to miss out. SEBGORKA, sebgorka.com. If you enjoy the third hour, the deep dive, make sure you never miss it. Check out the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Leave us a five-star review and share the links with your friends. That's how we win. We'll be back after these messages.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.